Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Set up an alert to let me know when we're actually on air or not. If only there was some way I could tell. If only there was some, like, music that would start playing in advance of the show. Oh, wait, there is. Sorry, that's my bad.
And this, Flying by the Seat of Your Pants edition.
We're not quite...
Captain's lack of attention.
We're not quite out of the woods yet, and...
With us... If he answers in 5 seconds, I'm going to be kind of disappointed.
Can you hear
me? I can hear you now. There's a delay. There's definitely a delay. Well,
there is a delay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least I'm here and can work on it in between. Pressing that button that I was told to push did absolutely nothing. So that's fun. Stick with us, Mark. I will sort it out during a commercial break and see what I can do.
Push it again.
I did try to push it again, and it didn't have any effect whatsoever. So that's weird, but I can figure it out.
Be extra careful.
Well, the worst thing that could happen is, well, I mean, there's plenty of worse things that could happen, but yes, just pushing a button is not going to cause any significant problems. So anyway, in my world today, I made a statement on Facebook earlier that seems to have upset some people, and I just want to take this opportunity, since, you know, I do host a nationally syndicated radio show, to express my opinion on the subject. Transgender and transsexual can't possibly mean the same thing.
No.
Because if they do, then sex and gender are the same thing.
Clearly not.
Right, and there's this attitude on the left that transsexual is a deprecated term, that, you know, no one uses anymore. When I ran for sheriff, I called myself a transsexual because I believe that's the most accurate way of characterizing me. But they don't like that word. They want to move away from it into just using transgender, which suggests, I mean, if you can take the word transsexual and just throw it away and use the word transgender instead, then you're asserting that sex and gender mean the same thing. And I have an issue with that. Because gender, as, you know, I would describe it, is a set of cultural and social norms, like women having long hair, men having beards, women preferring to wear dresses, men wearing trousers, that sort of thing. Whereas sex is a matter of biology. So a transgender person is someone who adopts the gender norms of the sex other than their own, like a man who wants to wear dresses or whatever, and that's fine, wants to go by she, that's fine, have no issue with that. But once they undergo some sort of physiological or biological changes, like with hormone replacement therapy or sexual reassignment surgery, which, by the way, they want to rename gender affirmation surgery instead of...
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Well, I don't affirm that.
I think sexual reassignment surgery works just fine and is accurate. I don't see the need to change it to gender affirming, because you're not, by getting that surgery, you're not affirming their gender, you're changing their sex. And that's the point of view I come at it as. You know, gender and sex aren't the same thing. That has to be universally true if it's going to be true in any instance. So you can't just take it out and call it gender reassignment surgery or gender affirmation surgery. It's sexual reassignment surgery.
Right.
So the way I view
things... You're changing your parts, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
And you don't have to have the surgery in order to do that. You could just undergo hormone therapy, because I further break down transsexuals into three subcategories of non-op, pre-op, and post-op.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the trans people that I'm familiar with don't like this terminology at all. Even though, as far as I can tell, it's accurate. And I don't know what their issue is, other than the fact that they find transsexual to be offensive for some reason. That's silly. So that's what's happening in my world today. Well
you're saying it's stirring up on where?
This was on my Facebook.
On your Facebook?
Yeah.
Well, I can see why it could be stirring up, because it's Facebook.
Well, yeah, it's Facebook is a cesspool, right?
Yeah.
But to be fair, that's not really what's happening in my world. I was here earlier trying to work on issues, trying to get Mark set up remotely. And we do have him set up remotely, but as expected, he is still getting the delayed feed. Pretty sure I can fix that. I will again try to press that button, but it didn't do anything the first time.
Hmm.
And I don't expect that to change. But I will figure it out because that's what I do.
And so in my world, one of my friends, one of my good friends, has been sentenced yesterday. And we can talk about that more later, maybe.
We can talk about it now. Sentenced.
Okay.
What crime did the authorities accuse him of?
So he was sentenced to 12 years for retaliation and harassment against a judge. And he likes to call it his hopes and prayers. You know, I'm not going to repeat what he said because I don't want it to construe it back on me. But, you know, he was basically hoping for some bad things and praying it happened soon type of thing. And if you use the hopes and prayers lingo, it shouldn't be considered a threat. Okay, they can call it harassment, but he's a public official. He doesn't directly know him, so I don't know how harassment charges are sticking, but it did. And
12 years for harassment?
Yes.
That doesn't... Special powers granted by those rogues, man. No one else is going to get anyone 12 years in jail for harassment of any sort.
And from what I know, the judge... this is his very last sentencing, so he is a retired judge now.
Is the judge that he sent his hopes and prayers to the same one who
sentenced
him?
No, it's not, but you know, they're all in the same club.
Yeah, they are all, in fact, for sure, in the same club.
But, it was an incident involving a Denver judge in December 18th, 2018, and I believe he was wearing an ankle bracelet ever since, and also a second ankle bracelet for something else. And if you guys didn't know, I haven't told you his name yet. It's Eric Brandt, and he has more case law written after him than anybody else. So he is a full-time activist. Unfortunately, he just bought a homestead, and he can no longer attend to it. And,
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's sad because he was, you know, basically trying to get away from all this. But at the same time, he's been pushing it, and it's too bad, you know. Like, what benefit to society does this have other than, you know, the butthurtness of some judges and other public officials are going to be like, ha ha, we got Eric Brandt. I mean, no one else out there is like really should be offended by this and. They threw the book at him. And it's, you know, it's retaliatory because of all his other activism that he does. He's the one that coined the happy, the cops day. And, so.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, I don't want to say the word on the air because we don't have a dump button. But,
we have a dump button, but I still don't want you to say the word on air.
No, I know.
Happy F the cops day.
Yeah, happy F the cops day.
And we can say that because I ran as sheriff on a campaign of F the police and it was emblazoned everywhere and said on the show repeatedly. So.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, it was fun.
But yeah, you know, he's been pushing the buttons for a long time, and this is what they're going to give him now.
12 years.
Yeah, 12
what,
years.
Did anything prompt him to deliver his hopes and prayers to the judge?
I'm not really sure. Let me see.
Did he just pick a judge at random?
I think it had something to do with another case not involving him.
Okay.
Like, he does these calls. He calls, every time, someone gets arrested in the First Amendment community or a First Amendment activist of sorts, he's going to call the police station. He's going to, you know, broadcast it live on his channel, that type of thing. And this one incident, he called the judge and left some hopes and prayers for him. So.
And he got 12 years? So he only called the judge once?
Yes. I believe so, yes.
And how could I don't understand how they could possibly get a conviction of harassment over one phone call.
Well, I think they were threatening the rest of his life in jail with it, and he pled guilty on April 1st.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, he would probably have done that, too, because they just, you know, they twist people's words or they twist how they're, charging them and that sort of thing. And, you know, judges can get away with whatever they want.
clearly. I mean, one phone call getting someone sentenced to 12 years for harassment is absolutely insane. What are your thoughts on this? Should judges be able to be protected from getting phone calls from concerned citizens? 603-283-6160 is the call-in line. Share your thoughts on it or talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Aria and Joa, joined via remote by Mark. Mark, are you with us?
Check, check, 1, 2. Can you hear me now?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I've got a little delay in my headphones, but I can hear you.
Okay, perfect. Well, as expected, I was able to implement the solution that we talked about previously that, you know, is not necessarily ideal, but it solves the problem of you having a five-second delay. So,
excellent.
There is that. You are kind of low. Let me give you a little bit more volume.
Let me turn myself up.
Okay, well, yeah,
you're good.
That would be better. So, Mark.
Okay, check, check, 1, 2.
Good.
How are things in your part of the world?
Well, things are, nice. There's no spring like there is in your neck of the woods. Spring in New Hampshire means the daffodils, the tulips, the crocuses are coming up, and everything else is brown and dead.
It's beautiful here, though.
Alive.
I like seeing the growth, but yeah.
That's what everybody says who spends a long-ass winter up in New England, yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is. I happen to like the New Hampshire springs, but...
Oh, I love them, too.
So I've got a stupid story here that I want to get into. Intruders broke into the same Denny's twice in one night to make multiple meals for themselves. According to Fox, and I had to scroll down past the stupid crap they have here, it's never a good idea to go back for seconds. It's not uncommon for people to break into restaurants and help themselves to some food. Usually, however, the trespassers grab some food and then leave, since they probably don't want to get caught. Two people in Indiana, however, apparently liked the eggs at Denny's so much that they returned for seconds after stealing the initial meal. Two unidentified entered a Denny's restaurant in Indiana around 2 a.m. on Wednesday morning. According to the reports, the suspects did not appear to force their way into the building, and it seems that the door may have been left open. The two men allegedly went into the restaurant's kitchen and prepared some eggs for themselves. After eating the food...
It's a great source of protein.
I also like eggs.
I like the idea, though. Like, you just, like, walk in and start cooking for yourself.
I mean, if it wasn't stealing, I guess.
Yeah, if it wasn't stealing.
After eating the food, they then left the restaurant. Just before 3 a.m., however, the same men reportedly returned to the restaurant and started preparing another batch of eggs. According to a police
report... Crank makes you hungry.
I wouldn't know, but presumably they were on something to go back to the same restaurant they had already robbed. According to a police report from the Evansville Police Department, a worker for Denny's arrived on the scene and confronted the egg-eating suspects. The two men left...
What time did Denny's open?
What, I have no idea.
Yeah,
they serve breakfast. I thought most Denny's were 24 hours.
I thought
anyway.
So, too, yeah.
Evidently, this one wasn't.
A lot of them. Clearly not this one.
Did they actually break in, or did they just walked in?
They just walked in. It seems that the door was left open.
I guess whose fault this is. I mean, I get it. They stole. But they have no eyes and ears on what's going on here?
Presumably not.
Okay.
It's very bizarre, very stupid story, and just something lighthearted that I wanted to get into before, you know, we got into any of this heavier stuff. So you were talking about a friend of yours.
Yes.
Mark, I don't know if you were listening to the last segment.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any further on this?
Well, I read in the break what he had said. I'm not going to repeat it on the air because I don't think it's appropriate.
It's probably a good idea not to.
But from what I told you, was that a threat? I mean, it may have been distasteful in many ways.
I can see how it was construed as a threat.
But the wording in, like, he's very literal. So he's very careful with his words. So when he says these things, it's not because he actually is intending to do them, but he's hoping and praying it does, you know, type of thing. It's not... It's a free speech issue. And there's court rulings on hopes and prayers. So... I believe that he used it as a defense, and, you know, they found him guilty, I guess, or they,
well,
you know.
I can tell you this, Joa.
Yes.
When a listener, a longtime listener who had been threatening my family for a very long time, said that he had bought a gun, and he was ready to use it to put a bullet in the back of my head and spray my brains all over the street, the FBI thought, well, I don't really think that's a credible threat. But apparently, if something that can marginally be considered a threat is made against a judge, then it's definitely a threat.
Yeah, that's my take on it as well. I mean, that it's all because that judge had a robe, because he's a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Any other person like Mark mentioned, he's had literal death threats aimed at him and his family.
I'm sorry that's happened to you.
And nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And these were actual literal threats by a dangerously unhinged alcoholic lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened.
So I'm not saying, you know, like it's, if something did happen, it's like now it's what first degree murder. I mean, because he's already, and they'd be probably charged with the threats as well. I mean,
sure,
I'm just saying.
But ideally, you know, I mean, the role of the police, allegedly, is to prevent people who are making threats from being able to carry out those threats.
Yes.
And if something were to happen, the fact that he was additionally charged with having made threats in the past or a more serious murder charge isn't going to do the victim any favors.
Another interesting point of this is that during the sentencing yesterday, about 200 of the First Amendment activists were in the courtroom Zoom and to witness it, and not that they could say anything or do anything, but you can at least change your photo on the Zoom meeting. And they were also tracking down all the people rebroadcasting the sentencing, which never ended up airing on their channels because the judge somehow connected some law enforcement to get it, all these streams pulled from YouTube before it could happen. And the judge was threatening everyone rebroadcasting with 30 days of their own county detention.
But it's a public hearing, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's so funny. Like,
so all they were doing was making the public hearing public.
I have a feeling that some of these charges are going to come forth, and those who are rebroadcasting are going to get charged, if not arrested. I can see it happening, but then it's like another First Amendment issue.
For what crime?
Of rebroadcasting? I don't know.
Did they not get written permission from the NFL and ESPN or whatever?
It's contempt of court, Aria.
I mean,
they can say whatever is contempt is contempt.
Yeah, that's something that needs to be dealt with and addressed. I mean, the contempt of court nonsense, it's time for it to be retired forever. I assume that there was some law somewhere on the books that gave, you know, the judges the authority to declare something to be contempt of court, but like, there isn't.
Like if you wear jeans to court. Well, I'll tell you what, when I had court this last time, on a Zoom meeting, I wore my suit and tie, but I was just in my underwear. Am I going to get contempt of court now?
Possibly. The thing about how you dress in court, at least in New Hampshire, I think, is that you can attend court in whatever your normal attire is. So one guy wanted to wear a cape here in, I believe it was Keene, and they wouldn't let him. So he spent a year just walking around town in a cape. And the next time he tried it, they let him because that was his normal attire.
Well, good for him.
603-283-60. That's the call-in line. You can talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Starting today, if you're fully vaccinated and you're outdoors, you need, and not in a big crowd, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden making that announcement at the White House. The president also touting the progress that's been made in the fight against the coronavirus over the past 3+ months. A reporter, though, did have a question for the president.
What message were you sending by wearing a mask outside alone?
By watching me take it off and not put it back on till I get inside.
President Biden wants Harris County, Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to take the helm of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. The Senate will need to confirm Gonzalez to the post. The market's relatively flat on Tuesday. At the close, the Dow edging up 3 points to 33,984. The S&P lost 1 point, and the NASDAQ dropped 48. USA Radio News. Swing state Democratic senators are continuing to throw cold water on the move to pack the Supreme Court with 4 additional justices. Arizona Republican Senator Mark Kelly saying the more responsible thing to do is to keep 9 justices. Echoing those comments as well, Democratic Senator from Nevada, Catherine Cortez Mastro. The field is set for the 147th Kentucky Derby.
14, essential quality, Brad Cox, Louis Saez.
The undefeated champion, essential quality, is the morning line 2-1 favorite in Saturday's race. Drawing the unpopular number one post on the rail is trainer Todd Pletcher's horse, Known Agenda.
Well, it certainly wasn't the one we were hoping for, but, you know, I've often said sometimes you get bad trips from good posts and good trips from bad posts, so I think hopefully with the new starting gate, you know, that'll make a little bit of a difference, but, you know, no question about it, it's not what we wanted.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. And, man, am I getting a headache trying to figure out a tech thing that's going on. Because we're joined via remote by Mark, who is talking
here
with
I am.
Us. And actually, yeah, here he is. No delay at all. But now I'm struggling to figure out something, and it's driving me insane. And it's made worse by the fact that I have like 4 minutes between each segment with which to troubleshoot and figure things out. And then it's right back into the show, and I've got to be prepared to talk about show stuff.
Yes, you're working very hard, and I needed some water, and that was butting into it too. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So anyway, other things happening in the world today. I got to find where I put those, though. The war seems to be escalating between the United States government and the government of Iran. Evidently, the U.S. Navy fired warning shots on 3 Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy patrol boats in the North Persian Gulf Tuesday after verbal warnings by U.S. forces were first ignored. Now, this is a surprising behavior from the U.S. government. They're always firing warning shots, but didn't they fire warning shots in the Gulf of Tonkin that led to, I think, the Vietnam War?
Well, I don't believe those shots actually happened.
Yeah, I don't think they did either, but that was the issue, right?
They can make up anything nowadays. They say that they're doing something, but, you know, it's escalating.
So fast inshore attack craft were used to approach the USS Firebolt and the U.S. Coast Guard patrol boat USCGC Baranoff. God. At what naval officials called, quote, an unnecessarily close range with unknown intent. After warnings by the U.S. vessels through radio and loud hailer devices went ignored by the Iranian patrol boats, the USS Firebolt fired warning shots. God, Fox, you suck.
Wait, why are the Iranians on our coast?
Well, they weren't.
Well, oh, I got it backwards.
Yes, why was the United States government off Iran's coast?
Okay, now it makes even less sense.
The United States is off Saudi Arabia's coast, and Saudi Arabia is quite close to Iran. So we could certainly make the argument that the United States shouldn't be the mercenary for all these countries that are sitting in the Persian Gulf or whatever the situation is. But I do understand any boat captain's trepidation about having Iranian craft close to his when the United States assassinated their lead general just last year, or the year before.
Mark, can you turn your volume up a little bit more? You're still kind of low.
Sure.
A Navy official said U.S. forces used, quote, pre-planned responses to de-escalate the situation. De-escalating the situation by firing warning shots. I don't think they know what de-escalation means.
No, yeah, it seems like it's escalating.
But they wanted to avoid collision and reduce risk of miscalculation. I sincerely doubt that the Iranian ships intended to collide with the U.S. government's ships. That's a suicide mission.
Yeah. I want to know why did Iran place their country right around all the United States bases?
It's very peculiar of them, isn't it? And how Russia did the same thing. They just put their country right in the middle of all of these missile silos pointed directly at them.
It's weird.
Very, very irresponsible of them. The IRGCN's actions increased the risk of miscalculation and or collision. We're not in accordance with the internationally recognized Convention on the International Regulations for Preventing Collisions at Sea. Quote, rules of the road. U.S. naval forces continue to remain vigilant and are trained to act in a professional manner, while our commanding officers retain the inherent right to act in self-defense. Now, it's vaguely reminiscent to me of what happened in the South China Sea recently, where I believe the Chinese government did exactly this to the United States ships that were encroaching on its territory, fired some warning shots at them. The warning shots fired Tuesday evening are just the latest confrontation between U.S. naval ships and Iranian Revolutionary Guard vessels. Earlier in the day, naval officials released images of these boats engaging with other Navy ships in the Persian Gulf in what security spokesmen described as unsafe and unprofessional maneuvers. The tense moments that occurred of course the U.S. government would say that, right?
Right. Once they say it, it just sort of cements it all. I understand, both sides in this situation, but it's true that if the Navy says, well, these were unsafe maneuvers, that suddenly all the Americans believe it. And I, tend to believe it, too.
Unsafe for who?
This is just sort of how the narrative is controlled. Of course, the media immediately parrots all of it, and there we are. Looks like we're really close to war with Iran.
This isn't unusual, though. This just happens like every, president.
It is, and the United States government and their allies have been wanting war with Iran for pretty much as long as I can remember.
Got to get those resources.
And
let me ask you this, though, Arya. What do you think about Iran's position? I mean, they know they can't win. So is it just that they're not doing anything to antagonize? Or do they feel this sort of need to say, we're a country, we're a big, important country, and sort of make a kerfuffle? I have no idea. I mean, none of us really know if Iran has done anything.
You're up too loud now, and now you're clipping, by the way. Iran hasn't invaded another country since, the 18th century, first of all.
But it's certainly funded terrorism. according to the United States government.
Well, the United States government has also funded plenty of terrorism.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. It just won't admit it, and it doesn't call it terrorism when it's the one funding it. However, just you're correct. Iran could not possibly win an armed conflict with the United States. However, just because you're going to lose a battle to an immoral enemy doesn't mean you shouldn't stand up and fight anyway.
It may mean that, yeah. Especially when you're talking about other people's lives. It's not like the Ayatollah and the president of Iran are going to grab knives and shields and challenge Kamala and Joe to a battle in an arena in Istanbul.
Which is unfortunate because I would pay to see
that. Other people's families to die.
Yes, and so is the United States government. And I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of any of that. I was speaking more.
I'm not a fan of any of that either.
And there's really not a whole lot we can do to prevent it. I mean, states are going to do what states do, and the primary thing that states do is war. But the United States government...
Well, I can tell you this, Aria. Here's something you can do. As a libertarian, you can move the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands or Puerto Rico or one of these other places. What I can tell you about the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, the U.S. Marianas, as I call them, I moved there in January of last year. My taxes currently do not go to pay for war or the death penalty. The government I pay doesn't kill people.
That's wonderful, Mark. However, at the present, I cannot just move to the Marianas Islands.
Nope, but I'm just letting you know.
Maybe in the future.
These are options.
And that would be great, right? I mean, I was planning on visiting the Mariana Islands last September, I believe. But, you know, then COVID happened and it became impossible. But yes, sounds like an interesting place, and I would prefer to have my money not going to pay for the bombs and the destruction of countries that honestly can't stand a chance against the military might that the United States government can throw at them. And that Iran certainly qualifies. That's why they want the nuclear weapon so badly, assuming they do actually want the nuclear weapon. It's because the United States doesn't invade countries that have nuclear weapons.
Right, so whenever they have that teetering effect of, do they have one, do they not, is when they're testing those waters, and maybe Iran will reveal something so that the United States will stop.
What are your thoughts on this? Who's right, who's wrong? 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, and if I'm correct, I'm going
LRN.FM.
And it's not going to get out on the air. I'm almost positive that's the case, but I absolutely have to check it because it would be irresponsible not to. Last time we didn't check it, and because of that, Bonnie's sister said a word that did not need to go out on national radio.
Uh-oh.
And it did. So we've checked that now, and I've looked into the back end of things. I'm 100% positive, but that's not good enough these days. So with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Joa.
And we're joined remotely.
And Mark.
Yes.
Oh, Mark, too.
Via remote. That's why I said in the studio. It's just force of habit. I'm going to have to change that if Mark's going to be remotely co-hosting the show.
I am in a studio.
But not the studio. You are, in fact, in a studio.
Sounds like you're in here.
It does. The audio quality is shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you sound clearer in my headphones than I sound in my headphones, for whatever that's worth.
Well, thank the Lord Protector Comrex.
Yes.
With this great little modem.
The Comrex is, I mean, prior to, I'm not a radio person, right? I'm a writer. That's what I've always done. And then I started doing a podcast in my spare time. Next thing I know, I'm on Call to Freedom. Long story short, I end up in New Hampshire doing Free Talk Live, and being a tech person, I was the most obvious candidate to be trained to handle this stuff in the event that something happened to Ian. I'm still not 100% sure what the hell a Comrex is or what it does, other than
Comrex
the fact
is
that
a company.
I know that, but the Comrex
the device
access,
they make is an access.
Yes. I'm not 100% sure exactly what it does beyond sending audio to a place and receiving audio from a place. And I have no idea why that's even necessary when there are...
I'll tell you. I understand this a little bit. You remember the old AOL...
Yes.
...noise?
Yes.
That's two modems talking to each other, right?
Right.
That's all that the access is a very specialized modem that... compresses and plays with audio to the point that it makes it perfect as it can be. And it just talks to my Comrex access, talks to your Comrex access, and we have this great audio.
It's a very confusing setup, especially here in the studio, especially for someone who's just sort of thrown into this with only a bare minimum amount of knowledge that it takes to handle this sort of thing. Like, Mark is connected to one access, we're using another to connect to Westwood One, and one interface right up here behind me displays the connections to both Comrexes. So when I looked up and I saw that it was connected to Westwood One and that Mark was connected to it, I began being concerned that we weren't sending the delayed feed to Westwood One. But I verified very quickly that they were different. I mean, it's all just tech talk that listeners probably don't care about. Or maybe they do because, you know, the studio was recently prohibited from doing its thing. Not prohibited.
Attacked by terrorists.
Let's just be 100% clear. The studio was torn apart by knuckle-dragging FBI agents who clearly had some kind of vendetta. Otherwise, there would be no point in pulling a bunch of wires out of the back of a broadcast stack.
I don't know if they intentionally
took off a nationally syndicated radio program that gives people the ability to call in and talk about what they want, and thus affecting the First Amendment rights of 500,000 weekly listeners, but that's what they did.
See, I don't think it was that nefarious, and I say this as one of the people.
I don't care whether it's nefarious or not. If you violate someone's First Amendment rights by accident, you still violated them.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know why they were pulling the wires out of the back. Maybe they thought Bitcoins would fall out.
You're clipping again. I need you to turn down. I forget. You regularly get pretty animated, but I feel.
Yeah, jerk.
I know why they did it. I mean, they did the same thing at my house, right? It's just standard practice for them when they raid a place to take out the internet and to take out the cameras. Well, I don't put enough
faith. The broadcast stack doesn't have anything to do with cameras.
Yes, but I don't put enough faith in them for them to know that.
Well, I don't care if they did it by accident. I can tell you that they went after 500,000 people's First Amendment rights. And I intend to file a lawsuit if I can find a lawyer that'll take it.
Well, I wish you the best in finding that lawsuit, in finding that attorney. I mean, there's surely an attorney out there who will take it.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you get an attorney to sue McDonald's over hot coffee. Surely you can find an attorney to sue the FBI over, you know, at least temporarily taking down a nationally syndicated talk show.
Well, I'd like to think so, but I haven't been able to find one. I haven't really. Most of my focus has been getting the Crypto 6 out of jail.
Sure.
And making sure they had attorneys and those sorts of things. So I really haven't had a lot of time to focus on that. But something interesting happened recently. And I've been told, and I don't know if this is 100% fact because I don't know for sure, but I've been told that there's a subpoena out for me. And if that's the case, then I testify in front of a grand jury. And if I testify in front of a grand jury, I can ask for a true bill of the lead investigator on this, and maybe we can get this sidetracked and ready to go.
I don't know what any of that means, Mark.
And a true bill is an indictment.
Interesting, the other day I saw a Massachusetts plates Ford, I forget what vehicle it is, but a Ford sedan has been going around, I guess been following people. And I requested that detective, I think it's a detective, I requested the name and badge number of that officer at the Keene PD. That's where he was parked. And so I'll find out soon who's been doing the investigating. If my assumptions are correct.
You think that Keene PD's been investigating people?
I think, I think they're communicating between them, but I don't, I would say it's the feds doing it. I think it's a federal officer. So we're going to find out who he is, or she, and we can go from there.
I mean, I'm just assuming at this point that I'm being followed and monitored and carefully watched because, realistically, I probably am.
Right.
There's no reason to believe that I'm not. I mean, they certainly are monitoring my internet usage at home. Mm-hmm. I would be stunned to find out they didn't put in some sort of software that allows them to monitor all incoming and outgoing traffic.
Sure.
While they have free access to it.
How would a VPN work for that?
I don't know. I don't have permission from my supervisory officer to use a VPN. And I imagine that permission would not be forthcoming. Not unless I have some...
I understand that. I'm just wondering if it would work in that circumstance.
Presumably, it would encrypt the traffic to the VPN server on the other end, but before it could even... I don't know is the answer to that. I'm just assuming that my modem is being monitored. I don't know the
assumption.
Yeah, I don't know the details of the software they use to do that and what sort of weaknesses it may or may not have. And honestly, I have no desire to bypass it, even if such a thing was possible, because it's just not worth it.
I think they would use hardware. The people that came through in the studio and that sort of thing do not appear to be capable of programming any particular device with software.
I would tend to agree, because they took my Nintendo Wii U, and I cannot, for the life of me, figure out why. They took my Wii U, but they left my Nintendo Switch. And both
it's not called Dance Dance Revolution for nothing.
I didn't have Dance Dance Revolution. I assure you of that.
But you could have.
And I suspect...
You could go out and buy it later. That's what they said about Ian buying a world passport, which is a novelty off the Internet.
I think the reason they did this was because my Wii U was connected to the capture card in my studio PC so that we could record the gameplay and upload it later. But...
Clearly, that's a huge threat.
That's still stupid. I don't think they knew what a capture card was, and I think it confused them when they saw a Nintendo Wii U connected to a computer. That's
so silly.
I guess I've never heard of Twitch.
I guess not. I don't know. I can't fathom any other reason that they did it. They left my gaming PC totally fine. It was sitting upstairs in my bedroom when I got home, and I think the reason for that was because it was disassembled at the time of the raid. Incidentally, because I took the capture card out of it to put in the studio PC, and because I'm never in my bedroom, I just never bothered to put it back together.
Right.
So presumably they weren't allowed to take things that were, retired or disassembled or whatever. I have no idea, because I still haven't seen the attachments that were part of the warrant. It just said, hey, we're allowed to search you, but we're not going to tell you what we're looking for or why. I don't get that until sometime this week when the allegedly 60,000-plus pages of discovery are released.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's 6 weeks later, you finally get to see the warrant that allowed the people to come into your house.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.